This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Do you love music? Then you need to visit Shearer's Music Works.
From aspiring guitarist to touring pianist, Shearer's caters to musicians of all chords. In store, you'll find an amazing range of instruments and print music, and if your instrument needs a tune-up, they have on-site repair and servicing. Shearer's Music Works on Anglesey Street, Hamilton. Your total music store.
Proud sponsor of the Back Porch Bluegrass Show on Free FM.
Welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and I'll be playing some bluegrass music for you today that I'm pretty sure you're going to enjoy. That opening track was one called Soaring on the Strings, and I love the way that Colleen made the fiddle soar on some of those notes there. I reckon it's a great tune. I always love the bass riff at the end, that boom, 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 boom. Sounded really Daniel Beckman playing the bass for us on that one. We're going to kick off the show with Sassafras. Almost 2 years since they were here, and they brought a real breath of fresh air, disguised as bluegrass music, to New Zealand when they came and toured. Lots of energy, lots of enthusiasm, and they played some great bluegrass music. Wes Tuttle, Randy Gamble, Grey Tuttle, came, and the bass player's name just got out of my mind. He's a lovely guy. Everyone played all the instruments, and on their record, which I think they produced for the tour, they're all swapping around parts, but here they are doing a Bill Monroe classic, My Sweet Blue-Eyed Darling, and I think we got Grey Tuttle doing the lead vocal. He's a banjo player. That's unusual to get us banjo players singing lead, isn't it? Here they are, Sassafras.
Come and go, I still love you, and I see your smiling face. Tell me, love, that you need me, and no one's gonna take my place. You're my sweet blue darling, and my love belongs to you. All I've had, you'll be my darling, you'll be good. And I long to hear you say, you don't belong to another. In my arms you're gonna stay. You're my sweet blue-eyed darling, and my love belongs to you. All I've had, you're my darling, you'll be good and be true.
Oh, that was Sassafras, and that was just what they sounded like when they came and played at Back Porch Bluegrass here in Hamilton. We had a great time with them, and they've threatened to come again, and they will be most welcome, I tell you. I have a friend who is an artist. He paints beautiful scenes and has done most of his life. And Wayne Sinclair is a highly recognised artist, and his studio is amazing. And he's got pictures all over the place, paintings, and he just churns them out, and they're all just lovely. I've got several of them up in my house, and he likes painting to bluegrass music, and he was clearing out some of his records, and he says, here, take some of my records, and I had a look at them, and he had a whole bunch of Johnson Mountain Boys albums, and I didn't have any, and so I took them, and there's some great music on the Johnson Mountain Boys right through the 1980s. They were a fine band, and we're going to feature them on this one. Dudley Connell, I've got to say that right, don't I? Dudley Connell on guitar and vocals, David McLaughlin mandolin and vocals, Eddie Stubbs on fiddle and vocals, Tom Adams on banjo, and Marshall Wilborn on bass and vocals. This was their group as it was about 1987, 88. And from the album Johnson Mountain Boys Requests, I'm going to play a track right now that features Eddie Stubbs doing the lead vocals. It's a Bill Anderson song called I Don't Love You Anymore. And just great 1950s style bluegrass music. The interesting thing about Wayne's albums is that he changed them while he was painting, and he didn't always wash the paint off his hands. So every album he gave me, I've had to do as thorough a clean on it as I can to wipe off little bits of artist paint on them. And so if we get the odd happening on the LP, it's probably the paint from Wayne's fingers that I didn't manage to get off. Let's hear the Johnson Mountain Boys. I don't love you anymore.
I don't love you anymore, not the way I did before. And since you found someone new, I think it's best. I don't cry and walk the floor, don't love you any less. I don't love you anymore, for I've got no more love to give. You drained my heart of all its love with every sweet caress. I keep saying o'er and o'er that I don't love you anymore. The trouble is I don't love you any less. I held you close to me one time, kissed your lips and called you mine. But another came and thrilled you more, I guess. I cried as you walked out the door, I don't love you anymore. The trouble is I don't love you any less. I don't love you anymore, for I've got no more love to give. You drained my heart of all its love with every sweet caress. I keep saying o'er and o'er that I don't love you anymore. The trouble is I don't love you any less. The trouble is I don't love you any less.
Oh, some classic mid-50s style bluegrass. It's hard to say mid-50s style bluegrass from Eddie Stubbs there. We might hear him do an instrumental a little bit later on in the program. In the meantime, we're going to have a fiddle tune from Ricky Simpkins, classic tune, one called The Temperance Reel. Ricky's playing fiddle and mandolin, Sammy Shelaw's playing banjo, Tim Austin guitar, Bill Lux on bass. Here's a Temperance Reel. Steve Martin track for us. Now, I don't play Steve Martin very often, not any, no great reason, really, just hasn't been on the list of things I've chosen. But there's a title here that intrigued me, and it's called Women Like to Slow Dance. slow dance, also, I suppose I should say, if you're doing it in correct bluegrass lyrics. Steve says in the notes, one day I mentioned to the Rangers, the Steep Canyon Rangers, that I thought it would be fun to have a song called Women Like to Slow Dance and have it lightning fast and sung by a slightly dense narrator. They agreed. We fooled around with a few melodies and lyrics, but it's really Charles and his friend Philip Barker who took the idea and ran with it. I'd love to hear this given a proper intro at a country dance and watch everyone prepare for a romantic waltz. Then chaos, anger, denial and rage ensues. That's one approach to the music. Let's hear how Steve Martin does it.
Women like to slow dance, they like it for the romance. If you won't have a chance, you gotta learn to slow dance. Take a chance and take her out on the town to cut a rug if she's the one you really love. If you want that night to last, don't you try and live too fast. Better not jump the gun, just relax and have some fun. Women like to slow dance, they like it for the romance. If you won't have a chance, you gotta learn to slow dance. She'll overlook your other faults. There's magic in three-quarter time. Pace yourself and you'll be fine. Slow and steady wins the race. It puts a smile there on her face. She'll be satisfied and pleased every time, guaranteed. Women like to slow dance, they like it for the romance. If you won't have a chance, you gotta learn to slow dance. Women like to slow
Steve Martin brings his humour into his music. That is for sure. That was Steve Martin, Women Like to Slow Dance. Let's hear from Michelle Nixon and her band Drive. This is from the album It's My Turn. She acts like a real band leader. She lets band take leads in songs as well. You know, she just does the vocals and really shares the work out. She's got Vernon Hughes playing mandolin and doing vocals, Jim Green on bass and vocals, Jason Davis on banjo, Justin Haynes on fiddle, and Eddie Shiflett on guitar. And she does some really nice songs. This is one called The Writings on the Wall. Her notes in the album say, my own personal experience inspired me to write this song. My marriage license hangs on the wall in a pretty gold frame. It reminds me daily that nothing comes easy that is worth having. That's a real truth. Here's Michelle Nixon.
How long will you be the one to kiss me goodnight like the bees of little frame of gold. I'm not willing to throw the towel in, nowhere love won't die tonight. Cause the writing's on the wall, I see it plain as day. Hanging by a bedroom door, I read it just today. All the love that we shared and the memories we hold, the proof's in the writing in that little frame of gold.
It's Michelle Nixon and Drive there with a great song. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm your host, Paul Trendworth, playing you the music that I love. This show comes to you from Free FM 89.0, independent community media, and we're based in Hamilton, New Zealand. If you are listening from somewhere other than New Zealand and you wonder how on earth is a bluegrass show coming out of New Zealand, I've been listening to the music since the mid-1960s when I fell in love with banjo and then heard Earl Scruggs play the theme for the Beverly Hillbillies and thought, that's the way I want to learn to play banjo, and found out there was a whole genre of music attached to that style of banjo picking, and I've been hooked ever since. I've accumulated a bunch of albums, both LPs and CDs, and we'll forget about the cassettes. They line my house with on the shelves, and I select from them to make up a show. So all the music is music I've accumulated over the last 60 years, and I've often visited the USA, gone to festivals, particularly in California, but a few over the eastern side as well, and accumulated albums there. I loved it when County Sales were operating. I got all my albums from them, and it took a long time, but they gradually stacked up, and I've got a pretty good collection of 60s and 70s bluegrass music on LP. And I'm playing some of it today. We've already heard some, and from the Johnson Mountain Boys, and we're going to hear some soon. This show is sponsored by Shearer's Music Works, and if it's a great place to go if you're buying for yourself or a gift for anybody. If there's a musician in the family, a music shop is the place to buy a present. Everything from a strap to hold up their guitar to a songbook with Taylor Swift's latest songs, or a new guitar if you're particularly generous, or some picks or spare strings or something. Anything you can get. Shearer's Music Works. I've been sponsoring music in Hamilton, New Zealand as long as I've been playing banjo, because I bought my first 5-string banjo from them in 1965. And I went and talked to David just the other day, and he's delighted to still be promoting Back Porch Bluegrass. Hope you're enjoying it too. We're going to hear from Sassafras again. Visitors to New Zealand, we love it when an overseas band decide to take a holiday in New Zealand and combine a tourist trip around our pretty nice looking islands, the North Island, South Island, and the various other islands offshore. It's a very scenic place, great place to visit, great food, and if they bring their music, everything from soloists to a full-scale bluegrass band is great to have Turi here. And Sassafras did that, and I think they enjoyed the experience. And here they are singing Across the Great Divide. The Pacific Ocean is the great divide for us, separates New Zealand from the rest of the world. But here they are singing about it. Let's hear them.
I've been walking in my sleep, counting trouble, instead of counting sheep. Where the years went, I can't say. I just turned around and they've gone away. And I've been sifting through the layers of dusty books and faded papers. They tell a story that I used to know, one that happened so long ago. It's gone away in yesterday. Now I find myself on the mountainside, where the rivers change direction across the great divide. Well, I heard the owl calling softly as the night was falling, with a question and a reply. Now he's gone across the borderline. He's gone away in yesterday. I find myself on the mountainside, where the rivers change direction across the great divide. That I have seen is the one that comes between the edge of night and the break of day, when the darkness rolls away. It's gone away in yesterday. Now I find myself on the mountainside, where the rivers change direction across the great divide. It's gone away in yesterday. Now I find myself on the mountainside, where the rivers change direction across the great divide.
Oh, it's a great song, written by Kate Wolfe, and Sassafras did a very laid-back version of the song there. My first visit to the USA was in 1971, and we attended Bill Monroe's Bean Blossom Festival 1971 with the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band. We were evidently the first international or first overseas bluegrass band to play at a bluegrass festival, and that's according to the Bluegrass 45, who were there at the same time as we did. But we did a gig on Tuesday night at the festival, and they did one on the Wednesday night, and they pointed out that fact to me, which was very funny because I hadn't realised that happened. And so international bluegrass music has been going on since 1971, but my eyes were really open to the bluegrass music that was being played in 1971. And one of my surprises was John Hartford. I hadn't heard much of John Hartford apart from being the writer of Gentle on My Mind, but he had a band at the festival, and It was a great band. It's had Vassar Clements on fiddle, Norman Blake on guitar, Randy Scruggs on bass, John played banjo, of course. Who have I missed out there? And Norman and Taylor on dobro. And they were a really interesting band. And, of course, I bought the albums and I bought lots of albums subsequently. But this is an album called Turn Your Radio On. We're not going to do that song. We're going to do a couple of songs off this album, which, to me, is progressive bluegrass. There's a lot of people talking about progressive bluegrass, or there were in the 1970s, as to which direction the music was taking. I found John's music to be very progressive, but it still captured the elements of sort of old-time music as much as bluegrass, and I just love some of the things he did. We're going to hear the song With a Vamp in the Middle. Even the title appeals to me, With a Vamp in the Middle. I wish I'd written a song with that. And then the classic steam-powered aeroplane, which is a sight to behold if you've got a good imagination. And great words in that. I loved his approach and everything. I hope you enjoy it with me. Here we go with A Vamp in the Middle.
Make my bed with a crease in the middle. Make my home in the Hollywoodish hills. Well, I'm making my living with a hillbilly fiddle, laying little runs in the funny little pills. Well, I got me a gal from the playing on my fiddle, and the harder that I fiddle, oh, the harder that she comes along. But we gotta get happy when we wiggle in the middle. That's when I know we're gonna come home. Play fiddle, play. Screaming at me way far away in the yard. Song with a vamp in the middle. And I knew when I wrote it that I'd written it for the fiddle. Play fiddle, play all day long. I hear you screaming at me. Vamp in the middle. And I knew when I wrote it that I'd written it for the fiddle. Play fiddle, play. Well, I drifted went away on a steam-powered airplane. I went in the state and I damn near didn't come back again. I didn't go very fast on a steam-powered airplane. Oh, the wheel went around and up and down and inside and then back again. Sitting in a 747 just watching them clouds roll by. Can't tell if it's sunshine or if it's rain. Rather be sitting in a deck chair high up over Kansas City on a genuine old-fashioned authentic steam-powered aerial plane. Sitting in a 747 just watching them clouds roll by. Can't tell if it's sunshine or if it's rain. Hey, hey. Rather be sitting in a deck chair high up over Kansas City on a genuine old-fashioned authentic steam-powered aerial plane.
Music just really took me by surprise when I first heard them playing it, and I really loved their loose but tight approach. So everyone knew what the others were doing, and the music surged beautifully, and all fine musicians. And to me, that was some of the nicest progressive bluegrass that I ever heard. I am a bit of a fan of John Hartford. He's done some really weird things that I'm not a fan of, but I really like his music. But you listen to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I like playing a few different things for you every now and then. Let's hear some banjo picking from John Hickman, a very fine banjo picker. He came out to New Zealand with Byron Beline and Dan Creary, that must have been in the 1980s or even 1970s. And this album's just got John Hickman playing banjo, Byron Beline on fiddle and mandolin, Dan Creary on guitar, George Hickman on bass. He's doing a classic banjo tune, the Dixie Breakdown. First heard this from Doug Dillard, but it's a Don Reno tune, and John Hickman does an amazing job. Here it comes. Thank you. Oh, that is such amazingly fluid playing. John Hickman has just got licks in there that seem so easy. That is not the way I play it, I tell you. Oh, that was so good. Elders to Back Porch Bluegrass. This show comes to you from Free FM 89 Independent, 89.0 Independent Community Media, shared around with various access radio stations in New Zealand. So hi, if you're listening from Raglan Community, Plains FM in Christchurch, Arrow FM in the Wairarapa, Radio Southland, baby, right down the bottom of the South Island, Otago Access Radio, Wellington Access Radio at the bottom of the North Island, and Radio Hawke's Bay, all take Back Porch Bluegrass at some time of the day or night. Also shared out to radio stations in Canada. We have an agreement where Canada takes some of our programs and New Zealand takes some of the Canadian programs. CFBX in Kamloops, British Columbia, Voice of Bombay in Newfoundland, Radio Fanshawe in London, Ontario, and Prince George in British Columbia. And in the USA, Bluegrass Planet Radio and the Southern Branch Bluegrass and Gospel Show all take Back Porch Bluegrass at different times of the day and night. Thank you very much for listening, leaving the radio on if the Bluegrass Show comes on. And lots of you listen on podcasts from Free FM direct from the station. They have a big back catalogue and you can just access any of the shows and listen. iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Podbean, wherever you get your podcasts, you can get Back Porch Bluegrass, except Spotify, they don't take it, for various copyright complications, evidently. I'm not quite sure what all that means, but we're no longer on Spotify. So, thanks for listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. Let's get on with the music and hear from the Lonesome Pine Fiddlers. They're sort of an underrated bluegrass band that were right there in the very early days, 1949, 1950. This is a compilation album called Windy Mountain for the Lonesome Pine Fiddlers, and this is from 1954. Melvin Goins was vocal on guitar, Ray Goins was vocal and banjo, James Carson on mandolin, Ezra Klein on bass, and Curly Ray Klein was vocal and fiddle. Curly went on to play a lot with Ralph Stanley, so did Melvin for that reason. I picked a song called No Curb Service. That was one of their popular songs, and I had to look up what it was about, and basically sort of saying that no longer will you get the attention that you used to get because there's no curb service anymore. Seems a neat way to write a song. Anyway, it's worth looking up. Here's Lonesome Pine Fiddlers.
I was working at this nice spot about a mile from town, cooking fancy dishes till you tore my place down. You blinked your lights and winked at me and said so wasn't smart. You left me with the bill to pay and rode off with my heart.
But there's no curb service anymore.
No curb service anymore. Don't blink your lights, don't blow your horn. I hate the day that you were born. There's no curb service anymore.
Love to you is nothing but a touch and go affair. You don't take time to fall in love, you don't take time to care. You drive up through somebody's heart and start to honk away, and then you leave them with the bill the broken heart must pay.
But there's no curb service anymore.
No curb service anymore. Don't blink your lights, don't blow your horn. I hate the day that you were born. There's no curb service anymore.
Think I'll come a-runnin' every time you blow your horn. You ain't been so foolish since the day that you were born. Stop the horn from blowin' and flashin' those blue eyes.
Maybe you don't know it, but it's time you realize, but there's no curb service anymore.
No curb service anymore. Don't blink your lights, don't blow your horn. I hate the day that you were born. There's no curb service anymore.
Oh, they did a great job of that song. Very young sounding. If you followed the career of the Goins brothers, which I did a little bit, their voices matured, of course. Ray was playing a RB100, Gibson RB100 banjo in his early days. I'm not sure if he was on that song. Sounded like it. I have one exactly like it at home. Mine's a 1960s model. It's my first really good banjo. And after I sold it when I got my Baldwin banjo, and then 50 years later I bought it back again for old Gibson, and I leave that out at home. It's a real nice banjo to have. Time for a gospel song, once again I've gone to the LPs, and I've got Dawn Lawson and Quicksilver on the album I Heard the Angels Singing, and here they are doing the classic The Little White Church. Dawn Lawson on vocals and mandolin, Russell Moore on vocals and guitar, Ray Deaton on vocals and bass, Jim Mills on vocals and banjo, and this is a classic song. I first heard Mac Wiseman do it on a 10-inch LP way back in the day, and but of course Dawn Lawson does a great job. Little White Church in the Valley.
There's a little white church in the valley that stands in my memory each day. Seems I can hear the bells now ringing, though I am many miles away. And many times in church on Sunday morning, the whole countryside would gather there. They would all kneel down by the altar as they lifted up their voice in prayer. Oh, the church in the valley, oh, that little church is the place I love so well. Now I'm sad and lonely, yes I'm sad and lonely, for that little white church in the dell. They would sing the old song, Rock of Ages, let me hide myself in thee. And I know some of them are now waiting just over the dark and stormy sea. I know their troubles have all ended, and happy forever they shall be. They are waiting and watching up yonder for the coming home of you and me.
Just loved them. That was the band that I saw in 1990 when I visited, and they had that band, and I was sitting in the front row every time they played. Tell you, I loved their music. Let's hear from Michelle Nixon and Drive again. This time she's got her mandolin player Vernon Hughes doing the lead vocal in the song. It's called It's In My Mind to Wander.
so I left my mountain home. I left my dear old parents all alone. I was seeking fame and fortune, but neither have I found. Now it's in my mind to turn my life around. There's a rustic little cabin in the mountains far away. That's where I'd like to wander back someday. Where the hearts that I have broken, I hope in time will mend. Now it's in my mind to wander back again. With a memory on my mind of a rustic little cabin in the pines, where the mountain laurel's blooming and the honeysuckle vine. Now it's in my mind to wander back sometime. There's a rustic little cabin in the mountains far away. That's where I'd like to wander back someday. Where the hearts that I have broken, I hope in time will mend. Now it's in my mind to wander back again. In my mind to wander back again. Yeah, it's in my mind to wander back again.
Great classic song. It's a worth learning, that one. I'd not really listened closely to it before, and I really like the words. Well, we've come to the end of Back Porch Bluegrass for another show. I hope you've enjoyed going through the genre with me. We've had all sorts of things today, haven't we? All sorts of different music, and I think it's all bluegrass music. Join me again next week from your podcast or from your radio show, and we'll investigate the heap of CDs and LPs that I've got at home. In the meantime, we'll take it out with the Johnson Mountain Boys and Eddie Stubbs playing the Black Mountain Blues. Join me again next week. Thank you.
Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.